Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, we're back with the Willie Lott Show. Here we are working here on Radio Row with some smoke. You know what? And the cool thing is that we talked about a little earlier. We talked about what's exciting about all this is that everybody is so open. There's so much going on here. And because there isn't any convention, quote, business going on today, we're getting access to some great folks. As a matter of fact, just stopping by the table here is Marita Noon. She is the author of Energy Freedom, The Role of Energy in Your Life and How Environmental Control is Used. Now, we've talked about this before on this show. We talked about that at the center of all this insanity is basically energy.
It is.
You know, it's about...
It's a great time because Mitt Romney's energy plan was just released on Thursday in my home state of New Mexico.
Awesome.
And so I'm excited that he's brought energy kind of to the forefront with that position.
You know, because this is how I got into all this. I got into all this when and you remember a little bit ago, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats in Congress decided they did not want to take up the American Energy Act.
Yes.
Which was, they said everything they wanted. It talked about solar and blah, 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 and hamster power. It talked about everything. And she basically said, I'm going in my book here. I'm out of here. And got in her jet.
Using a lot of energy, I think.
And then split.
Yes, yes.
And so I got into this, and I kind of learned in that that's really the crux of all this. How do you think that the candidate's energy policy is really going to, for me, it makes a difference? How is it going to make a difference to the average American?
Well, it should make a lot of difference to the average American because what we have is we have gasoline prices currently going up. And yet when gasoline prices go up, the average American squawks at those mean, awful oil companies. But we also have electricity prices going up. And we don't see that as drastically because the gasoline prices are posted on the corner and you drive by them every day and you see them change day in and day out. But electricity prices you don't see. And many of us, myself included, don't even look at the bill. It just gets charged to my credit card every month, and I don't even look at it. So I'm not even cognizant, even though I'm in this business, of what my electricity rates are. But they are going up drastically, and they're going up currently 100% because of this government's policies. And so people, when they see their electric rates going up as much as 25 to 50%, they should be squawking at President Obama and his administration because they're 100% responsible for the energy prices of electricity. Now, gasoline is priced on a global market. So honestly, there's not a huge amount President Obama can do to change the price of gasoline. There are some things he could do, and we can talk about it if you want. But the electricity prices are 100% driven by this administration's policies. And I believe Mitt Romney's policies will change that.
Well, you make an interesting point about gasoline. It's global. There's some things. And we see that. You know, I'm the guy who does look at his electric bill. And here it shows how the number of kilowatt hours used this month last year. And I look at the number of kilowatt hours. And you know, we're living in the house like we're camping.
Yes, because you're not using, you're turning everything off.
Exactly.
In my house, I live in New Mexico where we do have snow, and I have snow on the ground at my house from the end of October to the 1st of March. And
yeah.
I heat my house to 58 degrees because, frankly, that's all I can afford.
Heating.
When I come back from work or home from work, I make up the difference to, you know, make it tolerable with a pellet stove. And so, you know, I feel the pain of that, and I turn down, you know, everything I can turn down to keep it reasonable. Exactly, you're living in your house like you're camping. I like that.
It's insane, and right, and nobody's looking at the administration saying, wait a minute, how come these prices are going up? And you're right. We see gas prices at the local Piggly Wiggly. We see that.
Yeah.
But these other prices, are being affected by the lack, I think, the lack of energy policy by this administration.
Well, you know, we have, this administration has an energy policy. Let me tell you what it is. This administration's energy policy is the antithesis of what made America great. Think about big successful companies such as Costco and Walmart. They've been successful on a model of use more but pay less.
Sounds good to me.
This administration's energy policy is use less
and pay more.
Pay more. That is his energy policy. Use less, but pay more. Isn't that exciting?
That's great. And I'm looking forward to having my car with a big windmill on top.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to work.
Hopefully we're going to have a new president. We can have a different energy policy in this country real soon.
And what part of which environmental groups are they all in cahoots? Because they obviously be there people who are that he's aligned with and he's aligned himself with all along. And I know they visit the White House on a regular basis.
Yes, yes.
I mean they just wave at the guard and say, "Hey, it's me again." They just go on in there. Have a good time. In the meantime, because what I'm really worried about, I'll tell you what, Marita, what I'm really worried about in the meantime is that this is what's going to happen in November. November 7th, we're going to find out that Mitt Romney won the election. Yay, we're going to be all happy.
Hoping so.
And then what happens on November 8th is that these folks that we're talking about double and triple down the craziness, because that's been their M.O.
And it has been their M.O.
They never back off. They always go, well, if we obviously need some more of that.
Well, that's why they've been pushing so hard right now, particularly
exactly.
through the EPA, because I believe they feel the shift of the winds of change shifting, and they believe that Obama is going to be out, and so they're trying to get everything rammed down they can right now. And, you know, the Sierra Club has had an anti-coal campaign for a number of years. Well, a few weeks back, they introduced the No More Dirty Gas campaign. I believe it's called Beyond Natural Gas. Yes, that's what it is, Beyond Natural Gas campaign. And they're now trying to shut down natural gas production in America. And natural gas production in America is our wonderful, new, abundant resource that we have through a technology called horizontal hydraulic fracturing.
Yes.
And hydraulic fracturing has been used in this country for 60 years. We never heard a thing about it. But all of a sudden, the abundance of natural gas has totally changed the entire energy landscape. And with it, it has dashed the hopes of wind and solar ever having cost parity. Because, you see, the environmentalists were working to shut down coal because they could say it's nasty. But all along they've been saying, but natural gas, even Nancy Pelosi, you mentioned her at the beginning of our little chat.
We love her.
She's on record as saying, I think natural gas is a wonderful alternative to fossil fuels. I have a clip of that on my website. And, you know, but that's truly what she said. I think natural gas is, you know, so we've been touting natural gas as the alternative for so long. But now that we have such abundance of it, that the price has come down, that wind and solar are never going to have cost parity, which is the environmentalist dream. So now they have to find a way to kill natural gas. And an attack on horizontal hydraulic fracturing is how they're doing it through the EPA.
Because we've been told that we're the Saudi Arabia of natural gas.
And we are. We are.
I mean,
and, of course, we're the Saudi Arabia of coal, and we also have a huge abundance of uranium in this country. Huge abundance of uranium. Virginia, the state of Virginia, has the seventh largest known ore body in the world. New Mexico and Wyoming fight for which one of us has the largest recoverable reserves of uranium in the country. So we have vast amounts of that. And an interesting thing to point out, Willie, is that when you think about renewable energy, particularly wind and solar, if you talk to someone, are you going to be at the Democrat convention?
Yeah.
So if you're there and you have someone sit down like me, and you say to them, well, tell me, why do we need renewable energy? Why do we need wind and solar? And I will bet you that at least one of the answers they will give you is, oh, it's about energy independence. We need energy independence. Well, think about it. Wind and solar produce electricity.
Yes.
And in this country, we are already electricity independent. We have enough coal, we have enough natural gas, and we have enough uranium to supply our electric needs for centuries. So why do we need more expensive wind and solar? It's total nonsense.
But you know, it's not always about that.
Because, oh, I do know that, yes.
Because I always go back to, well, that's great. As long as those big steamships that move things from one side of the planet to the other will work on wind, That'll be great.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is that they don't.
Well, you know, they did have sailing vessels, but they were replaced a long time ago because they were not as efficient as the modern diesel, you know, nuclear-powered engines.
And all the train stuff that they want, a lot of those diesel-electric trains, it's diesel first.
Yes, and you said diesel-electric. So where does electric, you know, come from in general? It's baffling that the very same people who are pushing electric cars are the ones who are trying to make electricity more expensive.
I've said that forever. I had a conversation with Rick Baker, who's former mayor of St. Pete, and I said, you know what? All you're really doing is plugging this thing into a coal-fired plant.
Exactly. You've just displaced the tailpipe. That's all. out there instead of in
here. That's what I thought.
That's all you've done. I knew I loved you, Willie.
Am I really that stupid? No, I'm not. That's all you're really doing.
But most people just don't look at it, and the environmentalists, through the mainstream media, have had the bully pulpit. They've got the bully pulpit of the White House, and they're pushing that specific agenda. And when you look deeper at it, you have to question, why are they trying to have a country that has less energy? If you look at my little card I gave you there, Willie and the rest of you that are listening, you can visualize this because you've all seen it. There's a picture here that Willie's looking at of the Korean Peninsula at night, a satellite photo of the Korean Peninsula at night. And those of you, I'm sure you've all seen it on television, but you look at the North Korean part, and it's black. The South Korean part is bright with energy. Well, you know, the North Korean part is communism. They don't have freedom. The South Korean part is a free market, democratic, developed country, and they have freedom. And where we're headed in this country is that controlled position rather than the freedom. And that's why my book, Energy Freedom, if you look closely at it there, Willie, you can see there's kind of a meta message in the title. Kind of behind the title it says, take away energy, and you take away freedom. But the title to Google on Amazon.com or look up is Energy Freedom.
Energy Freedom, that's by Marita Noon. You really want to get this book, because the idea is that you have to understand that if energy doesn't work, if energy doesn't happen, if we're not independent in a real way with resources we have right here, we're done.
We have an abundance of it. I have a new column out today on townhall.com. It's just up today, talking about Mitt Romney's energy plan. And rather than analyze all 21 pages of his energy plan, what I've done is kind of take a broad view of how his policy could bring foreign investment into this country. Because we have a lot, there's a lot of money sitting out there that companies are investing in really risky places. For example, ConocoPhillips has just pulled out of Russia. Russia has just slapped BP's wrist with a big fine, and what they've done to BP in Russia is shaking up the entire global investment community. Nigeria, Shell has just sold at a loss. Shell has just sold their onshore resources in Nigeria because of the theft and the unstable economy and the various problems doing business in a risky country.
Yes.
In Argentina, the Spanish energy company Repsol, the Argentinian government just nationalized. They just took over like Maxine Waters wants to do with the energy companies in America.
Oh, we played that.
They have just nationalized the flagship company, Repsol, Argentinian, which is their YPF branch. They've just nationalized that. In South Africa, they're talking about nationalizing coal mines that are owned by a London-based company.
Wow.
These companies are doing business in risky places because that's where they can do business. They can't do business right now in America. But I believe Mitt Romney's energy plan is like rolling out the red carpet to those people and saying, bring your money to America. Bring your money and all the good-paying jobs that go with it. Bring your investment dollars to America. And energy has a huge role to play in turning this country's economy around.
I think you're absolutely right. Again, and energy is where I got in. I got in, and it wasn't just gas prices. For all my Ron Paul fans, it's a sovereignty issue, folks.
It is. It is
a sovereignty issue.
And you know what? We have abundant resources in this country. I mentioned oil, gas, uranium, coal. We also have copper. We have tungsten. We have rare earths. all kinds of things that are essential to energy development, and we're not allowed to use them under this administration.
Well, I guess it's time to change the administration.
You think so?
I think so.
I'm thinking so.
Rita, thank you ever
Billy's
so much for coming by. It's awesome. I appreciate
you. I hope we can talk again.
And we will. And again, folks, you got to get the book, Energy Freedom. I'm Rita Noon. You can get it on Amazon. Go there now. Don't play around. You're already on the internet. Just go do it. Don't be messing around. Just go do it. You can read her column on townhall.com, and we love townhall.com around here.
Just Google my name, Rita Noon, townhall.com, and you'll find it.
Awesome. Well, thank you ever so much.
Thanks,
again,
really.
Again,
we'll
have a fantastic week and enjoy.
I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right, that's Rita Noon. Listen, and that's what's happening around here, folks. That's the energy. If you think there's not energy here, if you think that a little bit of rain has dampened the energy here, let me help you. You are wrong. You are wrong. All right, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back with more of the Will Austin Show right after these messages.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.